For Goodness Bake is an annual Beacon Bake Sale dedicated to raising funds and awareness for charitable organizations within the Hudson Valley. Now in its third year, For Goodness Bake has previously raised over $6,000 for the Children's Organ Transplant Association and the Kids Are Kids Feeding Program. This year, For Goodness Bake will benefit the Green Teen Community Gardening Program in Beacon, New York. The sale takes place on Saturday, the 6th of June. Here to tell us more are Kristen Cronin and Tara Tornello, co-founders of For Goodness Bake. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks
for having us.
Very nice to have you both here. Helena Bratman, Green Teen Program Coordinator, and Chelsea Schiffer, Green Teen Crew Leader, also join us. Thank you very much for being here, Helena and Chelsea. Very nice to have you here.
No problem.
Thanks. We're excited.
Sometimes I have trouble telling which guest is which, and you, thankfully, are wearing t-shirts that help me with that. So I know you're the Green Teen team.
Yep.
That's very helpful. So thank
you.
Absolutely. So I thank you all for being here and also for the great work you're doing for the community. So, Kristen, let us begin with you of how this all came about and ultimately what For Goodness Bake is.
Well, a few years ago, a mutual friend of mine and Tara's had a little baby boy who was born with a very rare liver disorder called biliary atresia, and he ultimately had to have a liver transplant. And the medical bills, as you can imagine, were just astounding. And so Tara and I had the idea to have a little fundraiser for them to raise just a little bit of money to help them out in any way that we could. So we both really love to bake. So, naturally, a bake sale is what we did.
Is there more to the story, Tara?
It was a lot of fun for us because we really wanted to involve the community and get our friends who bake and local businesses and local bakeries involved and really, you know, turn it into a community event. And we were shocked and really, really happy with the support that we got from Beacon and, you know, the families, friends in Brooklyn. And It was a huge joint effort, and it went really well, and I think that inspired us to keep going. So yeah, this is our third year now, and it's exciting.
So what goes on? How does it work? What are the mechanics of it?
It's a lot of Kristen and I emailing each other and texting at all hours of the morning. A lot of logistical planning, getting bakers involved.
So how many bakers do you typically get involved?
Anywhere from 50 to 70 or 80.
75 we had last year. Yeah, it's, you know, it's all different every year. We don't really know what to expect, but we just hope that it'll be successful and we'll get to raise some money for some really great organizations like Green Teens.
We'll get to Green Teens in just a moment, but what are you looking for in a baker? Just someone who will bake, or are you looking for a little bit more?
We're looking for people who enjoy baking, but really just anything. We accept and love all kinds of items from sweet to savory, gluten-free, sugar-free,
vegan. Yeah, a little bit of everything because, you know, people have so many different dietary restrictions and tastes that we want to make it appealing for everyone who walks in the door.
What sells? Like, what do you know the minute you put it out on the counter it's just going to go?
Well, we have some very special cookies coming this year from a new butcher shop that just opened in Beacon called Barb's Butchery. They are bacon bourbon chocolate chip cookies, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to fly off the tables.
Bacon, bourbon, chocolate chips in a cookie form.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
By Beacon's own
butcher.
Barb the Butcher.
And you have to wonder what happened, like what was going on at the house to make those be created.
Yeah.
Let's put a little bacon, a little bourbon, put it in the chocolate chips. We'll have a cookie. Well, that sounds great. Anything else that we should know about that we should like camp out and get ready to
purchase? After you hit the bake sale, right across the street is one of the Green Teens community gardens. And during the day, they will be offering all kinds of garden tours and hands-on activities for kids. They'll have a lemonade stand. So you can hit both the garden and the bake sale and have it in place to be in Beacon on June 6th.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the Green Teen Program. And we do so first with the coordinator, Helena Bratman. Helena, tell us about Green Teen and this program and how it came about.
All right. Well, Green Teen is a program of Cornell Cooperative Extension in Dutchess County. And it came about originally in Poughkeepsie in 2002, and then they opened a site in Beacon in 2004. With a grant, the initial grant was from the Division of Criminal Justice Services, and I always think it's interesting that it was a violence prevention grant. And so, you know, gardening as violence prevention, I thought that, you know, it's kind of interesting.
That's great.
And then,
here.
So, yeah.
take a hoe.
Well, here, eat this carrot. Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so since then, you know, there have been a lot of other funding sources, and it's a youth empowerment program that teaches teenagers and young people about gardening and farming and themselves. And we hire groups of young people 3 times a year to work with us. So it's a job, it's vocational training, it's life skills. And we work in Beacon. We have a couple of gardens, like Kristen said, and the food from our gardens we sell at a mobile farmers market, which is an affordably priced farmers market that moves mm-hmm. around to a couple of different stops. And we're always, you know, doing different projects and activities, and we take the youth to work at different farms and gardens and talk about nutrition and baking and cooking and all different kinds of things.
But it's primarily a summer program.
No, actually, it's year-round. Even in the winter, you'd be surprised. You know, cows, they need to be milked. We partner with a dairy farm.
Sure.
So we hire... during the winter, we run some volunteer programs where we just sort of introduce folks who are maybe interested in the program to a couple different trips. And then we start in March hiring teenagers to work from March through into June, and then the end of June to the end of the summer. And then we have a fall crew to put everything to bed.
So let me bring in Chelsea Schiffer into this conversation. She is the Green Teen crew leader. So what does that job entail?
To be a crew leader, I had also one season experience to become a crew leader, and then what I do is basically keep everyone on task, really, and try to help them out when Helena and Sam aren't busy. Yeah, when they are busy. So I help everyone out, and they come to me asking questions, and I help them, and yeah, do stuff like this.
Stuff like this, meaning go on the radio and talk
radio,
about what you do.
Talking.
Sure. A little bit of an outreach coordinator of getting the word out about the program.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in Green Teen in the first place?
First, I remember my boss, Helena, coming into my classroom when I was in, like, 9th grade. And she seemed really interesting, like doing her own personality and stuff, and I really love cows and like milking and then milking them and planting.
Yeah,
it seemed like a really good job, and for like my first experience, like I never had a job before this, so I'm happy I chose Green Teen, and I want to stay until I'm like 19, because that's the end, the cutoff.
Well, you're not a teen anymore, right? After
yeah.
that,
yeah,
you can't do it.
And It's a really fun experience. Like, you walk in and you meet new people you've never really talked to before, but by the end of it, you become like a little family.
When you work primarily at the same place, the same farm, the same garden?
Yeah, we meet at the Beacon Community Center pretty much every day after school.
Yeah.
And either garden, go to Sprout Creek Farm, go on like many trips. It's like a learning program, but you get paid for it too. So
a learning program plus more.
And it's just a great experience for me and pretty much every other person I've talked to that has been a Green Teen with me.
Two observations. First of all, the look on Helena's face as you were telling that story was priceless, because it's a little bit like, I'm so proud, and a little bit like, oh, I'm attending my own funeral, and this is what people are going to say about me, which is interesting. But also, let's get back to the pride of the fact that you can walk into a class and talk to kids and really recruit them, of speak to them of something that they're interested in doing. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. I feel like that's how a lot of folks first hear about it. You know, we'll go into their class over the winter and say, hey, there's this gardening program. You could join. You could apply. But then I really feel like it's the youth that sort of spread the word. You know, if someone will hear, oh, my friend did this program. Oh, yeah, I know so-and-so did green tea. I did green tea. Oh, my cousin did green tea. And so it kind of takes a little bit of a life of its own.
So I will bring Kristen and Tara back into this of how, for goodness, Bake decided to take on green tea and choose that as being the recipient this year.
Well, I think Kristen and I naturally gravitate toward organizations revolving around children. And we both have a soft spot for food issues, food insecurity. Mm-hmm. Green Teen combine both and offer something really unique and really important to our community, both for the kids who are working the program and for you know, the families and community members who are eating this wonderful food that they're growing. So it was kind of a no-brainer that we wanted to support them this year.
Well, For Goodness Bake will be held from 10 to 4 at the Catalyst Gallery, 137 Main Street in Beacon, on Saturday, the 6th of June. Again, For Goodness Bake, 10 to 4 at Catalyst Gallery, 137 Main Street in Beacon, on Saturday, June 6th. You can find out more information by going to forgoodnessbake.org, forgoodnessbake.org. For more information on green teens, you can visit greenteen.org, greenteen.org. Kristen, Tara, Helena, and Chelsea, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to have you with us. Thank you. Again, for more information on For Goodness Bake, forgoodnessbake.org and greenteen.org for more information on that program. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.